Congressman Mike Quigley is back, the Democrat from Illinois' 5th. Congressman, welcome back to WGN. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to be back.
Where are you? Are you in D.C. or are you back in the district?
No, we got back into the district the night before last. We got the government funding done somewhat, finally, and I guess punted until December.
Until the other end of the election. Was that it, to move the goalpost to get on the other side of the election?
Sure. And that's just not the way to operate. We should be passing these bills before the year starts. We haven't done that for a long time. Since I've been here, I don't think we've passed a budget that was signed into law. We fund the government through these appropriations, and the fact that we're doing it, you know, 2-3 months at a time is just insufficient. The defense secretary last week talked about how it dramatically reduces our defense readiness and the ability to manage any large agency. So it's just something we have to get better at.
The $200 million in federal funding for Chicago transportation is on your docket. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it funds a program called CREATE, which is a public-private partnership. So, if it rolls, flies, floats, it comes through Chicago. One of every 4 U.S. freight trains goes through our city. That's 500 freight trains and 800 passenger and commuter trains every day. So that's created, as everyone knows all too well, bottlenecks, safety risk, slowdowns, and just makes things not work as they should. So what CREATE does, and with this $200 million, it's a public-private partnership that funds projects to do things like improve signalization, flyovers, overpasses, more track. It really has had some great success stories. Some of the projects have reduced how much time it takes a freight to get through Chicago by about 2 hours each. So this new one is in an area that has about 30 metro and 90 freight trains passing, crossing each other every single day. It doesn't work particularly well. So, hey, we got a victory here. This is the 75th Street corridor, and it's going to do some great work. The other money that came through this is the I-290. There'll be some reconstruction and that First Avenue interchange, which people know all too well. They're going to do some safety and redefine travel times for that area there, make that interchange work better.
Is this money that's pending, or in fact, has this been approved? Are these real dollars now?
These are real dollars. This is the announcement of the money being awarded. It all comes from the bigger infrastructure bill, and it comes through the mega grants. So that infrastructure bill, the largest of our lifetime, will have a profound impact on us for the rest of our lives. I just remind everyone, we're so far behind on infrastructure. You know, the engineering grades for our bridges and viaducts and so forth, it typically is C minuses to D's to F's. So it's a step in the right direction. It's going to make us a lot safer. It's going to ease traffic issues. And it creates a lot of jobs. These are well-paying construction jobs, literally working on the railroad.
Yeah. If there were even more money, in anticipation of your coming on, I've been saying I'm going to tell you how to spend that $200 million because I didn't know it was all earmarked. But I would like to see more money somehow funneled into the CTA for security. I want the trains in Chicago to be better monitored. I was going to get on the red line yesterday. I did, actually. I was on the red and brown line. And it's just funny how people will walk up to a car, they'll look into the car, and they'll assess the scene. And if there's homeless people or if there's a guy sitting there just smoking, which was the case in the middle of the afternoon, everybody then kind of shuttles over to the other car or they get into that one cautiously. It's not just that. That's a nuisance. But sometimes they're bona fide safety issues. And I wish we could find a way to get more money at a local level to make people feel safer about the trains. Think about how that would help the downtown.
Sure. And look, a couple things. I'm the ranking Dem on the committee that funds transportation. We have a lot of influence in projects like this show, my ability to help there. But if we win the House back, I'll be the chairman, and I'll actually write the bill. So I'm sure you and I'll have more discussions. But two things on security that come to mind. Every study I've shown is that if people don't feel secure, they're not going to get on the train. So there's this spiral down, right? So fewer people get on, and then they feel less safe, and therefore it is. But the more people who ride, the more safe they feel. So that's a part of this, encouraging that.
Yep.
Second, there are possibilities of federal money and grants that can address this issue. And that's exactly what we're working on. So whether we win or lose, control the House or not, my goal is to have the ability, as we do the next round of funding, to provide Chicago with this. I get it. Chicagoland area taxpayers saying we're not going to have any more resources. There are federal dollars available, and I'm the guy writing the budget for the House. We're going to make sure Chicago gets the resources it needs.
Well, I'm anxious for that. I sure hope you're able to manage that. Or if you're in a minority position, persuade the Republicans that that's just a good investment for all cities, particularly ours.
I know you're big on bipartisan. I just got to say, the Republicans who are the easiest to work with and compromise are the ones on the appropriations committees. Mr. Womack from Arkansas is the chair of my subcommittee. Mr. Cole from Oklahoma is chair of the full committee. If both parties, appropriators, really controlled that, you would never see a continuing resolution. I don't think you'd ever see a shutdown. There are people who disagree, but they also agree we need to function. So if there's hope, it's through the core group on both sides.
And that's a shout-out for those Republicans who you say are good to work with. They understand compromise, correct?
They do, and they understand that this isn't just something, a platform to say what we hate. It's a responsibility to govern.
Our chief engineer here, Bill Murdoch, said you were a quote-unquote hoot to talk to when he met with you about a bill to support AM radio, and we appreciate all you've done on that as well.
I just have to tell you, I think what I said was to a couple people have mentioned AM radio. I grew up, my parents had already gone to work, but I'm in grade school, and on the radio I'd be listening to Wally Phillips. Now, if I was homesick, what would come right after? But Roy Leonard. And right after that was Cubs baseball. So someone who grew up with AM radio and understands its value to this day, particularly for safety and communication issues, it's something we have to stay on top of.
I appreciate that. I was Wally's intern. That was my household, too. So keep doing what you're doing, Congressman.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Mike Quigley from Illinois' 5th.